This is an Amber exclusive.
Wade has been reading my blogs and knows how I feel about business trip horn dogs that call me from hotel rooms. More than a little drunk, he called to be bad, and I knew from the start exactly what I was dealing with. Cocksucker alert! I always know. Aching to be kinky, he didn't have any actual toys with him. I expected that, because smuggling sex toys through TSA is a nightmare waiting to happen. Good thing he had the one sex toy that's always with him no matter where he is. His finger, of course. He was nervous to push into his pleasure spot, but good thing that he had more of that liquid courage with him that got him brave enough to call me in the first place. Wade tried real hard to act like a man on the phone. I'm sure if I was to watch Wade in real life, he'd be constantly trying to act like the other guys, flirting with women and working to appear straight. Oh, Wade, you can look at women and act like you have confidence all you want, but your cock can't cash the check. I could be half naked in that hotel room with you, and you'd need an instruction manual with pictures just to get me off correctly. Pussy isn't for you, Wade. Domination is. Domination is like a lobotomy without the surgery, and you can get addicted to your mistress in no time flat. Just ask all the straight-acting pretenders that I've exposed before. By the time I call you out, I'm already in your mind. You can't get me out. I'm there even after you hang up. So I did what Wade wanted, and he didn't even have to ask me. I had him finger fuck his pussy, and then two-finger it just to hear his voice jump an octave. How I love those girly cries. He blew his sissy load like a whore with his own voice affirming that he's a cocksucker and will always be.
This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.